Yo, today's QOD is never carry failure forward. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got Dennis Waitley on the show today. He's going to talk about having a winning attitude. And one of the single most important factors for having that kind of attitude is your self-esteem. It is the value and the worth that you place on yourself. It's the way that you think about yourself. If you don't have a high value on yourself, it is really hard to win at life. So he's going to talk more about that and how you can build your self-esteem. Dennis Waitley, he's coming up.
What's holding us back in life? I'll tell you, for me, it's been my self-esteem. And that's the second winning attitude. If I could give the children of the world a box for Christmas for every day, I'd give them a giant box of self-esteem. And they'd open it up and see that it doesn't make any difference what you wear, who you are, what you've done, what you own, what you drive. It's how you feel about what you're doing at any given moment in time. Self-esteem is the deep down inside the skin feeling of your own worth. And that's why, as the second winning attitude, it is the single most important quality, in my opinion. It's the internalization of value. Doesn't make any difference what you're doing. Doesn't make any difference what you did last week. Doesn't make any difference what you're going to do tomorrow, but it makes a difference of how you feel about your potential. It's that feeling. You know, I give programs for young people in the summertime, and they come to youth camps, and I've been trying to help young people understand that it's not designer jeans for tots, and it's not what you're driving or what you're wearing, it's how you're feeling. That's why peer pressure is so strong. You want to belong to a winning team. There'll never be a human being more important than another based upon what you got or how you look or what you do. It's how you feel about yourself. And that's the most important thing, the internalization of value, internal standard. Not comparing yourself down or up with anyone, using competition to keep you honest, keep the quality in and the price right, and setting internal standards and giving your wins away. The three greatest fears that I've come in contact with in my life are the fear of rejection, which is the greatest fear that anyone ever has. It's greater than the fear of anything. The fear of being made a fool of in front of your peer group. Why do you suppose the pressure is on young people to dress, act, and look a certain way? It goes right up into adulthood. We're all the same. We're afraid to have people laugh at us. That's why in kindergarten, they raise their hands. They don't care if they're wrong or right. They just want to answer anything. By the time you get to the fourth grade, you begin to worry about people snickering at you and being wrong. By the time you're in high school, you say, I ain't answering. And when you're a grown-up, you always play it safe with the same kind of friends who have the same beliefs. And that's the way it is. The fear of rejection becomes the fear of change. I don't want to change and set an example. I might get criticized. I might get ridiculed. And it becomes the fear of success. And through all of my life, the one thing I've been afraid of most is making it, of winning. You know why? Because where we grew up and how we were and how it was, it didn't seem right for us. And so I had permanent potential. I just kind of majored in minors and did things that were tension relieving instead of goal achieving. And I made a lot of excuses, the fear of rejection. There was always a reason. And success always stood in my way. They asked me to publish a book, so I procrastinated. See, procrastination is caused by the fear of success. You know if you did it, you'd win, and you'd be better. So I didn't do it so I could be my comfortable self. And it worked out right. I painted the fence and walked the dog. Next thing I knew, the opportunity passed. It felt so good, just to be me again. You and I aren't afraid to be rejected because we've learned one thing about self-esteem. Since self-esteem has nothing to do with performance, it has to do with potential. You and I can separate who we are from what we do. And the one thing you learn with high self-esteem in life is you never carry failure forward. Failure is always left where it belongs as a learning experience, a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block, a temporary inconvenience. I've decided the one way you can spot a winner or loser in the making is the way you project yourself, your value. You always project on the outside how you feel on the inside. I know I do. I can't hide it. I'm not the best looking in the group, but I'm always looking my best in the group. I can't always wear the finest clothes, but they're clean and pressed usually. And you always project on the outside how you feel on the inside. You can't deny it or can't get away from it. And so that's kind of the way it is. I can spot in me other people the ability to accept a compliment and the way you forecast your value to others. When people used to say nice things to me, I threw back all the value they gave me. It's an easy tip-off, rejection of value or acceptance of value. Pretty nice looking suit, Dennis. And I'd say, yeah, I was going to give it to the Goodwill. You're right. They said, pretty nice tie. And I said, yeah, I got some mustard on it this afternoon. And they said, yeah, kind of sloppy eater. You're right. We brought you a present for your birthday. I said, you shouldn't have. You spent too much. They said, we know. Just checking your value. They said, thank you very much for what you did for our son. And I said, it was nothing. They said, we'll tell him that for you. We sure appreciate what you did the other day. And I said, don't mention it. And they didn't next time. They knew. Why would anyone, when you're paid a compliment, not accept it? Gee, your hair looks beautiful, I said to her. And she said, have split ends, need to go to the beauty parlor. I said, because you got dark roots. She said, you got a big nose. I said, I knew that. I wore this really neat sweater one winter, and they said, oh, look at that. What is it, alpaca, or is it, I said, it's got a moth hole right here. And they said, oh, gee, better use mothballs. I'm learning to look at people now and hold their gaze. I'm learning to give them my hand and my name and that it's okay. I'm learning to project value to people. I'm learning never to lead with an excuse. I don't make excuses walking in. I try to give people value and accept it in return. Self-esteem, the single most important quality, the feeling that you got no ceiling.
That was Dennis Waitley. His website is denniswaitley.com. You can watch today's talk on the YouTube. It is called Dennis Waitley and the Psychology of Winning 1986. Hey, follow me on the Instagram. And hey, if you want to listen to the show commercial free, go to your app store, download the Stitcher app and join Stitcher Premium. You can listen to QOD 100% commercial free. No ads, like none at all. It's kind of cool. All right, my friend, I'll see you tomorrow. We got Jim Rohn on the show. Have a great day. Peace.